Today we light the Christ candle, and we read from Luke 2, verses 4 to 7. Joseph went up from the town of Nazarene in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. We're told nothing of the journey itself. We would guess 4 days on the road, sometimes walking, mostly riding a donkey. It would have been excruciating for Mary, who is near term, in that waddling, clumsy stage of pregnancy. They look for lodgings when they arrive in Bethlehem. Apparently, they have no family there. The local inn has no room, but they're given a stable as a shelter. Tradition says it was a cave. In that humble setting, Mary gives birth to the Christ child. Joseph hears the squalling of the newborn, quieted as he finds his mother's breast. And this family of three hold on to each other and to the promises God has given them. Later, shepherds find them, bearing glorious tales of angels. This is how God intended that his only son be brought into the world, a newborn and his brand new parents in a cattle stable. The glory of heaven brought down to earth. God humbling himself so that even the most humble is invited to come. Come today to see the Christ child afresh as we greet Christmas Day, his day. For your son. For sending him into our world to be our Savior, who will save his people from their sins, our sins. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you're able to stand or if you want to sit, we will now sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Eternal God, this night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light, Jesus Christ. as we have come together to hear again in readings, hymns, and carols, the story of Christmas, we want to thank you for your gift of Jesus, born in Bethlehem to be our Savior. We pray that you will accept and sanctify and worship, and that your Holy Spirit will help us hear afresh the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. And now we will have a little video. As we heard in this Appalachian carol, Jesus was born to save ordinary people like you and me. This is the good news of Christmas, but that good news began long ago already when God promised a Savior to Adam and Eve. It's a cruel irony that the story of God's gift of salvation began with the sin of our first parents, who, when tempted by Satan, disobeyed God. And then they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are all above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will enmity you between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." You can stay seated now as we will sing, O Come, Emmanuel, just verses 1 and 2.
The salvation that God promised, made necessary by disobedience, was to be accomplished through its opposite, obedience. The obedience of Abraham, the obedience of the Hebrew nation, the obedience of the Virgin Mary, and, most importantly, the obedience of Christ. When Abraham proved obedient in his willingness to offer his only son Isaac as a sacrifice, God promised him that through his offspring, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. It reads in Genesis 22, verses 16 to 18, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Please be seated as we sing verse 279, "Infant Holy, Infant Lowly."
Thank you.
God kept that promise. Abraham's offspring became a large nation, the Jews, God's chosen people. But time and again, they fell into disobedience and sin. So through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, God promised again to send the Savior. It reads in Isaiah 9, verse 2 and 6 to 7, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The seal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Please be seated as we sing, "What Child Is This?"
So far, we have heard how the story of salvation began with God's promise of a Savior in the Garden of Eden, and how God said the Messiah would come from Abraham's children. Next, God announced a place where the Savior would be born, and characteristically, God did not choose the capital city of a world empire, nor even Jerusalem, but a little village in Judea. Micah 5, verses 2 through 4 says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth." We will now sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." In the fullness of time, God made the final preparations for the birth of the promised Savior. God sent the angel Gabriel to tell the Virgin Mary that she would be the mother of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke 1:26-33 says, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.'" Though undoubtedly quite shocked at the announcement, Mary accepted her task and soon took out in song, "Tell out, my soul, the greatness of the Lord."
The preparations that God had made for the restoration of his disobedient creatures had taken centuries. The Lord had formed a nation from which the Savior was to come. The Lord had chosen the place where the Messiah would be born and had prepared the woman who would be the mother of the Savior. Now, at last, the time had come. The Savior promised long ago was born. Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now we will sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
God's plan for the salvation of sinful people had taken a great step forward in the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. The child who would one day make the sacrifice of perfect obedience had been born at last. And just as God achieved the plan of salvation through people of little importance, God now revealed the birth of the Messiah to shepherd people of little importance. From Luke 2:8-20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now we'll sing while shepherds watch their flocks. Sometime after the shepherds returned to their work, wise men appeared from the east. They followed a star to Jerusalem and then found out from King Herod that they needed to go to Bethlehem. Matthew 2:9-12. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. But not everyone worshipped the newborn Son of God. Contrary to the clean and tidy pictures on many of our Christmas cards, we read in the Bible that Jesus' birth involved mass murder. Matthew 2:16. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. But God saved his son from Herod's demonic plan so that later Jesus could die and live again to save God's people from their sin, to fulfill the promise made ages ago. If you would stand, let us sing Joy to the World.
Pray together. Lord God, you are glorious in the highest heaven. You send peace on earth among those whom you favor. As we have heard again your plan of salvation and the good news of Jesus' birth, we pray, give peace to your church, peace among the nations, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Hear the benediction. As we prepare to leave this place, we ask that you continue to reflect on the birth of Christ and salvation through his death on the cross. We pray that you will make him your Lord and King today and every day. As the last verse of O little town of Bethlehem puts it, may, quote, Christ be born in us today. We will remain standing and sing, Ere sei Gott.